The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After these readings, it can be other topic for our homily today than the law or laws. Because maybe we do not have this in mind all the time, but definitely our life depends on the law. Even this morning, coming here, you had to obey some laws. I am the only one in this congregation that I walk to the church today. All of you, maybe I'm wrong, but most of you, you were driving to the church this morning. And we do not have this all the time present, but we know that this is the law, that we need to drive on the right side of the road. We need to keep the speed limit. Well, maybe not always, but mostly we try. And we have all these laws in our lives that we simply know that they exist. Even we obey them, but we do not think about them. We have moral laws, even sometimes some funny laws. Here are some laws that are said to have existed or still exist in parts of the United States of America. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it is against the law to sleep in a freezer. In Gary, Indiana, you are breaking the law if you attend the theater within 4 hours of eating garlic. In Pocatello, Idaho, it is illegal to look unhappy. Snore loud enough to disturb your neighbors, and you can spend 1 or 2 nights at the jail in Durham, North Carolina. It is illegal for chickens to cross the road in Pittman, Georgia. And finally, it is against the law in Alabama to wear false mustache to church, such that it makes people laugh. Of course, they are not very important laws. And maybe some of them already start to exist. But we still have the same problem. The problem with multiplying laws that makes people confused. And finally, they don't know which one of these laws is very important and which one we can simply stop to think about. In times of Jesus, the Jews, they had the same problem. They had so many laws, all 613 of them, drawn from the Old Testament. And because the demands of one law often conflicted with those of another, Jewish moralists tried to work out a synthesis of the essentials of the law. This helped them to know which laws should enjoy the priority in cases of conflict. One of the prophets said these words, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" And one of the rabbis was once asked to summarize the whole law. His summary was, "What you hate for yourself, do not do to your neighbor." This is the whole law. The rest is commentary. So when in today's gospel, the scribe asked Jesus, "Which commandment is the first of all?" he was not simply asking of the first commandment from the Ten Commandments. "I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me." Rather, he was asking Jesus for this kind of synthesis, this kind of commentary of the laws and commandments of law. In Mark's Gospel, the scribe is presented not as trying to test Jesus, but someone who truly tries to understand what is the most important, who truly wants to learn from Jesus. Probably he was also overwhelmed with the conflicts he saw in his own life as he tried to meet these various demands of the commandments. His final answer to Jesus, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." This response suggests that he was probably experiencing conflict between the need to love people in his life and the need to fulfill the demands of temple worship. And Jesus is resolving this problem by assuring him that practical love for God and neighbor comes far, far before the needs of ritual observances and worship. Jesus took issue with the Pharisees because in many instances they reversed the order. They absolved people from, for example, taking care of their elderly parents so long as they willed all their wealth to the temple. From Jesus' time, again, to our times, to people of this 21st century, there are still many of us Christians today who see our worship of God in terms of obligation, observing laws, observing commandments. We go to church on Sunday to fulfill our Sunday obligation. We celebrate the events of the Holy Week to do our Easter duty. Jesus reminds us today that whatever we do as his followers, as Christians, in church, in our families, and at work, should flow not out of sense of compulsion, but out of love for God, out of love for our neighbor. Obedience is definitely not the first duty of us Christians. Love us.